Welcome back to His Time. It is Thursday, January 16th. I'm Andy Bates, your host, and it is time for our special guest conversations. And joining us usually on Thursday morning, we have Jane, but Jane looks a little bit different this morning. It probably sounds a little bit different. Joining us in studio
this
morning.
Yes, I have a lower voice.
Sound like you're a little under the weather, though. No, Jane is attending the State of St. Louis Business Breakfast this morning, and I got to attend that actually a few years ago. A neat event to hear about what's going on with St. Louis and business and industry in St. Louis. But so Jane's not here today, but we get to talk with Al this morning. And it's been, what, probably 6 months or so since you and I have got to talk here on the morning show.
Perhaps you and I, yes.
Yeah. I think it was right after I started.
Mm-hmm.
So
correct.
Good to have you in the studio this morning, Al Kepke from Lutheran Senior Services. Always glad to talk with you.
Thank you.
And remind me again, what is your work with Lutheran Senior Services?
Well, I'm the Director of Foundations and Grants. And in that role, I really try to focus on the case for developing support for benevolent care through our endowment. And as people may know, despite all the planning that people can do in their lives, they get to that point in their life when their means run out. And the residents in our communities, we make a commitment to care for them, you know, the rest of their lives. And when that event happens, whether like early onset of Alzheimer's or some unforeseen turn of events that drains their resources, we have the Benevolent Care Fund. And that's the primary use of those funds, to help those seniors that run out of money. And we don't ask them to leave. And, you know, they become neighbors and friends of this new community, and they call that place their home, and we don't want them to ever have to leave that home until, of course, they go to their heavenly home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what a blessing that is, to have that comfort, knowing that they don't have to really be stressed about that, knowing that they have that support, that sense of community right there, that, you know, so that that place that is home for them can remain home.
Yes, right.
That's an important work that you have set before you, and I'm sure no easy task.
No. Yeah, and that's why we do our events, you know, and kind of build the awareness. And I thought before I share my devotional thought today, which is kind of related to those gifts that God has provided all of us to sustain us. We do events periodically throughout the community, and some of them are held at our local communities, like at Breeze Park out in Weldon Springs, Meridian Village in Glen Carbon. They have a benevolent brunch.
I love the folks at Meridian Village. I got to visit them this last year.
Oh,
and
neat.
I got to do a live broadcast from there for Faith and Family, and they had some great stories. And they were so sweet. They invited me to stay for lunch. I had to be back to the office.
Right. That was with a couple of veterans, right?
Yes, several veterans and spouses of veterans, and just great stories. They're so sweet. I'm sorry. You're talking about all the events you have going on.
That's all right. Well, let's look into the warm, wonderful days of summer. I'll just throw these dates out because you're going to be hearing about them. July 21st is our annual benevolent care benefit for golf. It's a golf benefit for benevolent care, and it's at Norwood Hills again, July 21st. And we've ordered, about mid 80s, low 80s, we hope. Actually, last year was a very beautiful day in the middle of July, and it was very well attended. Backing up from that a little bit, 2 years ago, we did a cabaret for a cause. I don't know if some of our listeners remember, but the Aaron Bodie group we brought in, and together we put on a benefit, and we called it Cabaret for a Cause. We're doing that again this year, and that'll be on May 17th. That's Saturday after Mother's Day.
Very good.
So that's coming up. Closer to that, right around the corner for me is Team Kepke is going to be at the bowling lanes in Valley Park at the Brunswick Lanes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we're going to be bowling for wellness. It's coming up real quick, February 23rd. And what I would like to do is we've got most of our bowlers all set and, you know, the teams. But if there is someone, you know, out there that really wants to, you know, support our affordable housing ministry, these are people that have never probably lived in a safe or clean place as we have in our affordable housing communities. And what we are trying to do with our bowl-a-thon is put telehealth kiosks and pay for a part-time health nurse in each of our communities that will help those seniors take charge of their health. What we are really seeing is that if we can keep them from going to the hospital and have them develop healthy habits to keep them from returning to the hospital after they have a fall or a sickness or something like that, not only do we reduce on healthcare costs, which is tremendous, but it just extends their life and enjoyment. So this bowl-a-thon is specifically for putting another health telehealth kiosk in one of our communities and providing funds for a part-time health nurse.
So that's February 20th,
February 23rd. And what I'm going to tell the listeners is on our LSSLiving.org website, if you just go to that site and then click on upcoming events, it's the first one that pops up. And then all your information is there and a number to call to be involved. And what I'm really asking for is just maybe sponsor a bowler. You know, look at it, see if you want to help us out and maybe sponsor one of the bowlers. But if someone's really interested in bowling, they should go to that website, lssliving.org, click on upcoming events, and then call the number there. Nikki will be providing all the answers on that.
And if you're looking for upcoming events, just to give you a little clue on the map, if you're looking on the website, down on the right-hand side, right-hand column.
You're on there now, huh?
Yep, okay, I'm good. On there too. Bowling? Who would pass up bowling? Come on, bowling for wellness. So very good, very good. That's Sunday, February 23rd.
Yes.
And they go to the website for more information and get the phone number and that sort of thing. Very good.
And I'll pull a plug in for one more that's not on there yet. But at Merrimack Bluffs, maybe some of you have been there for this, we have a Works of Heart. Play on the words heart with the last three letters being art. It's an art auction. And so we're sending out an email now. Some of your listeners may have seen that come through. It's a call for donations of art pieces. And this has become, I think this is the third annual, and it's become quite a nice gathering, a collection of materials. Some of the pieces are really painted or pictured by well-known artists nationally. And it's really kind of a neat thing. And that's, what is that date coming up? March 28th. It's a Friday evening. It's kind of like a late afternoon gathering, you know, hors d'oeuvres and food. And then you get to bid on some neat, neat pieces of art.
Wonderful.
So that's coming up at Merrimack Bluffs out in Baldwin.
Well, it sounds like you've got something for everybody. You've got bowling, you've got an art auction, you've got golf.
Yep. It's a full life, and we want to help our seniors live life to the fullest.
Absolutely.
Bet. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, and these are all great causes to support them in the in benevolent care and providing other services for them. That's great.
Thank you.
Very good.
Would you like to hear our devotional thoughts?
Absolutely. Certainly.
As I was reading, and I think it was on the... A couple of days ago, someone was talking about, on KFUO, how God has provided every gift necessary, you know, and, and that pops out of one of the readings that's coming up for the lectionary this Sunday in 1 Corinthians 1, where Paul is talking to the church in Corinth, and, you know, Corinth... At that time, you could probably plop any one of our churches into that situation. He calls them out for having divisions among them and following, you know, not sticking really to the true God of Scripture. And that's something that all happens. And then what he does right away, though, is he thanks them. There's a whole paragraph in verses, you know, 4 to 9 on thanksgiving. And I'm going to read some of that. I always thank my God for you because of his grace given to you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge, God thus confirming our testimony about Christ among you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly await for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will also keep you firm to the end so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. You know, as we think about how blessed we are, especially in a place like St. Louis, I know your listeners all over the world and, you know, and the country, they might be in a very small community, But still, our churches, our schools are gifted with so many members, and each of them has so many gifts that there's no doubt that we do not lack any spiritual gift as we live out our lives a witness to Christ's love for us, as we look forward to his return. Even in the smallest of rural communities, God promises to his promise is true to provide his body, the church, with all we need to be his witnesses. And so, you know, at the personal level, and that's what we, in our mission, in looking at every single older adult, we look at that as an entire life. You know, they call a body of work when they give awards. Well, God has blessed each one of us with all the tools and gifts. And then if you take that to the next level of a family, each family have all the gifts they need. Small groups, congregations, we've all been given all we need by God's grace to not only live fulfilled lives, but to witness his love to everyone.
Amen. He gives us all that we need. When we pray the Lord's Prayer, we see that. You know, yeah. When we pray for the very things that he's already given us, because he provides for all our needs. Well, what a nice thought to start our day on. Nice reminder. Al Koepke, always good to have you with us. And
it's great to be here.
Don't make it 6 months before I see you again. Please,
all right.
By all means, come back and visit us when you can. God's blessings to you and all the work that you're doing at Lutheran Senior Services. Hopefully, I'll get to see you doing some bowling on February 23rd.
Sounds good.
God's blessings to you.
I'll get you set up if you want to get involved.
Very good. Thank you. God's blessings. And coming up in a little bit, we've got another guest here on His Time. So stick around.